Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, there's some traffic congestion. 295 south at the exit to San Jose. That traffic is backed up all the way to the Buckman Bridge due to a vehicle fire blocking the off-ramp right lane. So you may want to take a detour there. Looking for 60% chance of showers today and tonight. Looking for high today near 90. It is still 82 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friends. So nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listeners, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, if you have any questions for Dr. Andrew Saul, who is my guest today, you'll need to text me and I will get to you as soon as possible, but not during the show. During the show, we have a particular topic, but if you have more questions that come from the show, then feel free to send them to me. Maybe we can get them back one more time and we'll ask the questions then. Now, in 2008, orthomolecular scientist Dr. Andrew Saul was highlighted in a documentary, Food Matters. This documentary totally changed my life, just like Forks Over Knives did, and there were others along the way to help me build. Food Matters was one of those movies, documentaries that I always recommend for people who want to heal their life or want to be healthy. And so what happened next is I reached out to Dr. Saul and he said yes. This is, I think, the eighth time he's been on the radio show. It's been about a year since we've had him on. He's a busy, busy guy. And this is the man that I tell you about helped me get off my asthma medication. And for those of you who think that I had a little lighthearted little thing of like childhood type of thing, no. I was on Asthmacort, Pulmicort, Advair, nebulizers in between treatments. I was on Xolair. And this man, this wonderful man, said to me, no, Lily, I can get you off all your medications. And I went, how? And he shared it. And he is back here today. And it's been almost 5 years since he's been on, and I have been medication-free for the asthma that I was diagnosed with since I was a child. And let me tell you a little bit about this man. He later on was featured in That Vitamin Movie. Oh, there's more and more and more. Dr. Andrew Saul has over 40 years experience in natural health education. He's world famous free access educational website that I've quoted before. DrYourself.com is not only peer-reviewed, it's the largest non-commercial natural health resource on the internet. Dr. Saul has written many books, has co-written even more. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Dr. Andrew Saul is here to do just that. Welcome to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show. Welcome back, Dr. Saul, to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show.
Well, thank you. That was an absolutely beautiful introduction. And I want to tell everybody before we go any further that the vitamin C and the other things that you did to get yourself off your asthma is coming from Linus Pauling and Abram Hoffer, Frederick Robert Klenner, Robert Cathcart, Hugh Reardon, and doctors that have actually done this with their patients. So as much as I'd love to take credit for that, I have to pass it on to the people that taught me. And this is the beauty of what we can do. We can share this information because the information's already there. Yes. A lot of people are suffering unnecessarily. You know, because you tried it. There's people that haven't tried it because nobody told them they could. The doctors don't learn it in medical school. And in good faith, people go to their doctor. Of course you go to your doctor. Where else would you go if you're sick? And yet the doctor doesn't have this knowledge. Therefore, you're not told it. So the beauty of this is that now we can go directly to people, not patients, but people. And we can say, look, there's doctors that have already done this, so you can too. Really? My own father wondered about what I was doing 30, 35 years ago. He kind of wondered about this natural hippie healing stuff. And my mother wondered too. And I said to my parents, you know, these are the doctors, and I showed them papers, and I just mentioned some names. These are actual physicians, medical doctors, conventionally trained. They've had residencies and specializations. They're all licensed. They're all board certified. They're all highly skilled. Many of them are MDs and PhDs. Mm-hmm. These are well-qualified people. Why would they be using nutrition if it didn't work? It doesn't make any sense. And I showed the evidence that cardiologists and oncologists and all kinds of specialists, chest physicians, internists, nephrologists, were using vitamin therapy. And my father took a look at that and he said, well, there must be something to it. Mm-hmm. Now, the warm part about this story, and I have never mentioned this in an interview before because it came up just now in my thoughts. The consequence of this was, to show how much they supported me, my parents made an appointment to come and see me at the office.
Oh, wow. Wow. So we're going to continue this conversation. You're listening to Dr. Andrew Saul of Food Matters and That Vitamin Movie Documentaries. And you can also find him at DrYourself.com. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at WhenYouNeedAFriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or M-E-S-I-C. Law.com. Office Jacksonville.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is the doctor featured in Food Matters, which I highly recommend you watch this documentary, and that vitamin movie. Dr. Andrew Saul was the person that the doctor that helped me on the air 5 years ago say, you know, Lily, you can get off all your medications for asthma, and this is how you do it, vitamin C. And I went to my doctor and I said, he said, do it without my wishes. But I did it because I trusted Dr. Andrew Saul, and it's been 5 years, and I'm so grateful to him. Now, Dr. Saul, when I tell people, especially my family, about a different way of eating, protecting their children with all the foods that are out there that are causing eczema and conditioners and cleansers and things that are on your skin that are causing problems in the body. How do you deal with, your parents were so loving and they came and made an appointment. That's how much they believed in you. I'm helping people and you're helping people around the world change their lifestyle. How do you deal with family who rejects what you're saying? And that is something that I deal with on a regular basis.
Yes, and this is something that I've heard from an awful lot of people. And the short answer is a harsh one. You don't.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, sometimes you have to go back on good old-fashioned acceptance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to be present when someone's suffering, because that's more important than anything else. When I did counseling work at the Brigham Hospital in Boston, the one thing I learned was you can't solve every problem. But the other thing I learned in counseling training at the Brigham Hospital was the food they served there was enough to kill anybody. Now, this was 1974, and maybe the Brigham has really good organic whole food juice-based diets with lots of plant foods and lots of fiber, and they give vitamins. Maybe they do, but they're right next to Harvard Medical School, and I think the odds are low. Now, what do you do in a case like that? What do you do when someone that you love is in the hospital or at home? What do you do? Well, the first thing you do is you go back to what Will Rogers said, the wonderful cowboy philosopher of the 1930s. And he said, people's minds are changed through observation, not argument. Now, you set up an argument with someone that has a belief system and you're toast. It's not going to work. That, don't waste your time. If you try to refute the nonsense that's on TV saying vitamins are going to hurt you, multivitamins will hurt you, extra vitamins will hurt you, and by the way, take these drugs because although they may kill you, they're good for you. Whoa, that's hard to handle. What do you do with this onslaught of advertising and media drivel that's telling people to stay away from what's good for them? And the answer again is you go back to another philosopher, and that's Ward Cleaver, the TV father of Theodore, a.k.a. Beaver Cleaver. And there's a wonderful scene where Ward is talking to Beaver because Beaver is wondering why his friends are doing things that are naughty and trying to get him to do things that he kind of thinks he shouldn't. And his parents said, don't. And Ward says to Beaver, some people go through their whole lives trying to prove that the things that are good for them are wrong. Now, that's a belief system. If somebody's trying to convince you that it's okay that they smoke, that it's okay that they're overweight, that it's okay that they take lots of non-prescription drugs, that it's okay that they take lots of prescription drugs, that it's okay, even their doctor will say this, they have to learn to live with it. People actually buy that. Now, I've been saying since I was a young man, instead of learning to live with illness, we should learn to live without it. Mm-hmm. And it's important that everyone knows that I'm not a physician. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a physician. I don't see patients. I've worked as a consultant to doctors. I've taken referrals from them, and I've done this for a long time. I'm now retired from consultation, but I want to make that real clear. I'm not a physician, and I can't be your physician. I'm not qualified to be your physician. I've assisted in surgeries, but holding the clamps and doing what the surgeon says is not the same as having me do open heart surgery. I'm not qualified to do that.
Yes.
But I am qualified to do one thing, and that is to teach and to share with people what actually can help them. I'm told that the Latin root for doctor actually is teacher. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that doctors nowadays are doing almost everything except teaching. First of all, they don't have the time. How many minutes does the doctor spend with you? I don't mean how long are you in the waiting room.
Seven minutes is what they're, if they want to have a successful practice, it's 7 minutes.
Yes. And there was an obstetrician in Britain who was famous for commenting that the reason he did not wash his hands between patients, this is an obstetrician, gynecologist, he changed his gloves, but he wouldn't wash his hands. He would change his gloves, but not wash his hands. Now, this was a well-known OBGYN in Britain. And when questioned on that, he said, well, I would have to wash my hands 40 or 50 times a day. Who's going to pay for the hour it would take?
Oh, boy. Okay, so we already know that there are certain things that we need to take over. We need to be our own MD. And you empowered me through that first interview to be my own medical detective.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Thank you. And because of you, now my show has changed dramatically from an allopathic, you know, compliant person to question it and learn it and grow. And so the most of the people that you were talking about, the smokers, the overweight and all that, some of those are our doctors too. And we're getting advice from our doctors who are doing the things that we would never do ourselves.
Yes.
So with that in mind, let's switch to the vitamin supplements. There's a lot of talk right now about synthetic versus whole food plant-based out there, the vitamin world. And I have been told many times that I need to get off of synthetic vitamin C, that I should do whole food vitamin C, and that the measurements are different. And all I have to go by is what Dr. Andrew Saul told me on Dr. Yourself as well, DrYourself.com, and how I can get off of it. Is there any truth or validation to that synthetic vitamin C is not good for us?
No, as far as saying synthetic vitamin C is not good for us, that is entirely false.
Okay.
Now, let's take a really detailed look at the ultimate expression of truth, and that is, what does the entire natural world actually do? Now, people that are into the whole food, plant-based idea mean well. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of good, because I'm telling you, if every person in the world, at least in the Western world, were to go on a whole plant-based diet for 6 months or maybe a year,
or their lifetime,
our healthcare costs would go way down.
Absolutely.
I am totally on board with that.
Yeah.
But it's another thing entirely to say that ascorbic acid vitamin C is going to harm you. That is simply not true. And here's the ultimate question. Let's look at the entire natural world. What do plants make? What does an orange tree put into an orange? Ascorbic acid. Now, most animals make their own vitamin C. Monkeys, chimps, orangutans, gorillas, and us, we cannot. Primates cannot make vitamin C. It takes four enzymes to rearrange and remove four hydrogen atoms from glucose, C6H12O6, to make C6H8O6.
Okay.
To take those four hydrogens off and slightly rearrange that molecule takes four enzymes. We have three of them. So gorillas, chimps, and us primates cannot make vitamin C, but dogs can. Cats make vitamin C. Goats, cows, horses, worms, liver flukes, blue whales, dinosaurs, snakes, chickens, parakeets, all make their own vitamin C. Almost all animals make their own vitamin C. Now, here it comes. What do they make? They make ascorbic acid. So philosophically, I am warm-hearted towards the plant-based whole food folks until they say that ascorbic acid is not natural, because their own nature, their own whole foods contain ascorbic acid. Therefore, ascorbic acid is natural. If plants make ascorbic acid, it's natural. How can it not be? If animals make vitamin C and they make ascorbic acid, that's it. Now, the other aspect is we can't just have ascorbic acid. We have to eat good foods. And I've been recommending what I used to call a near vegetarian diet for decades now. I raised my kids ovo-lacto vegetarian. We didn't give them meat until they asked for it. We figured, you know, we'll give them yogurt and aged cheeses and eggs, which I do still feel are good foods, but not a lot of that. And lots of salads and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and lots of beans. Don't forget those legumes, the peas, beans, and lentils are very high in lysine, very high in protein, high in fiber. They're cheap. They're versatile. We raised our kids with this almost vegetarian diet, except for some quality aged dairy products. And when my daughter was 8, she finally asked for meat. She wanted a hot dog. So being a good guy, I went over to the supermarket and I bought 3 pounds of the cheapest, most dreadful hot dogs I could find. Brought them home and said, have all you want. It's sort of like if you go to work in a bakery, they say you can eat all the donuts you want and then you just kind of stop. I did that deliberately. It was kind of sneaky. But the fact of the matter is, to this day, my daughter and son are healthy, strapping folks, and my grandchildren are now being raised with a primarily, but not entirely, plant-based diet with some other meat and not much, a little bit of meat and dairy products, but they're all organic and they're doing well. So we need the other food factors in whole natural foods that work with vitamin C. That you get by eating an orange. That you eat by getting a green pepper. That you can get by having lots of salads and fruits and veggies. Right. You get the bioflavonoids. You get the cofactors. And these foods taste good as well, and they contain fiber. And you take your ascorbic acid. I would predict that if you stop taking ascorbic acid, your asthma might come back.
Yeah, I always know when it's time, because I usually go with the 10 milligrams, but that's the thing, since I've been trying to go all natural and someone said, well, you need to go natural vitamin C. It's been difficult.
You didn't mean 10 milligrams.
10 grams. Sorry.
10 grams, which is
10,000 milligrams. Yes. Well, that's the least I take. At least I know when I'm doing the ascorbic acid, that I am on the right dose, and then I can go up. I've taken up to 60,000.
That's right. And now the next argument that comes in is that's going to cause a kidney stone. Well, it doesn't.
I've never had one.
That's right. And Dr. Robert Cathcart, who used twice that dose, 120,000 milligrams or more, and treated patients for decades. He was an orthopedic surgeon, physician. Dr. Cathcart said that by the time he heard that vitamin C might cause a kidney stone, he had clinical evidence that proved that it doesn't. And he talks about one of his patients who got a vitamin C kidney stone, it was thought. But that patient had actually been taking too little C and got the stone. And when they took more C, it went away. Most people don't know this, but vitamin C actually dissolves calcium phosphate stones. And it stops the prevention of calcium oxalate stones.
Very good. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Andrew Saul when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says it's exciting to have a chance to select another justice for the U.S. Supreme Court. The president told reporters on board Air Force One he's considering at least five potential candidates for the nation's high court, including two women on the short list. Meanwhile, the president says he gets along well with his embattled White House chief of staff, but doesn't know how long John Kelly will remain on the job. Kelly's been back in the spotlight this week as word surfaced that the president has been sending out allies and asking questions about potential replacements for the retired four-star general. Kelly is credited with bringing more order to the West Wing, but sometimes grates on the freewheeling president's sentiments as well. The Trump administration has heard from automakers and a U.S. manufacturing trade group, which are opposed to the idea of possibly slapping new tariffs on imported vehicles, fearing it could also dampen U.S. exports. More details at SRNnews.com.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 295 North right before Alta Drive. And watch out for the vehicle fire at 295 South at the ramp to San Jose Boulevard. That is causing considerable congestion in that area. 60% chance of rain today, tonight. Looking for a high today near 90. Overnight low 73 degrees. More rain tomorrow. Currently 84 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Andrew Saul of the documentary Food Matters and That Medicine, that Vitamin Movie. And when I say That Vitamin Movie, I always picture Dr. Andrew Saul rolling his eyes. So, That Vitamin movie, great documentaries to educate yourself. Again, we need to be our own MD. I don't want to spend too much time telling you to become a subscriber, but I do want you to subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com and make sure that when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, not only do you get to play around, make sure you subscribe, click on my social media, like me there. Like me on or subscribe on my YouTube channel, which you get on and off the air conversations when you go there. And the shows are delivered to you once you become a subscriber. So those are free gifts. Plus you get the 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. And when you're there, make sure you check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, the show would not happen. And so make sure you check them out and figure out a way you can support them the way they're supporting the show. Because without them, this would not happen. And all these wonderful doctors that come on, we wouldn't be able to do. So with that in mind, if you always, always, always know, you can reach me at 407-373-5959. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Saul. You can find him at DrYourself.com. Speaking of which, we always talk about becoming your own MD. Be your medical detective. Dr. Andrew Saul helps us achieve that through DrYourself.com. You can also reach out to Dr. Saul at AndrewSaul.com. So now, Dr. Saul, we talked about vitamin C, and we've had some great, I've had great results. You know, once in a while when I am starting to begin that scratchy throat or whatever, I up my C and I'm good to go. And so with that in mind, I have many questions that I've had through the years about prostate health. They say that I don't do enough shows on prostate health. Are there vitamin supplements or anything that you would recommend for prostate health?
Yes, vitamin D, D as in Doug, seems to be valuable in preventing prostate cancer in men. Mm. That in itself is a good reason. Of course, it's also good for preventing breast cancer in women. Mm-hmm. And it's probably good for preventing most cancers in everybody.
Yes.
So vitamin D, one of those vitamins that people, they've heard about, yeah, it's in my milk, yes, and I get it in the sunshine, yes, 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 yes. But you're not necessarily getting enough. You need to get tested on this one. Normally, with vitamins, you don't really need a test. With vitamin C and the water-soluble vitamins, if you're tested at 10 in the morning, the test will be totally invalidated by 1 in the afternoon because your blood levels of water-soluble vitamins, your intake, your excretion, your use of them will vary, and it varies very quickly. So I think tests for the water-soluble B vitamins and C is probably not necessary. But with vitamin D, a fat-soluble vitamin, it actually does make sense. Now, here's how far off you can be. Many years ago, and I'm talking 30 years ago, maybe 35, maybe 40, maybe more than 40, I started taking vitamin D. And I didn't take a lot of it, but I took a really good natural multivitamin, and I know it had at least twice the RDA, at least twice the RDA. And I'm an outdoor kind of guy, you know. My father used to say to us, go on outside and get some color on you. Well, that's what we did. We played outside. Turn off that TV and get outside. So even as a child, we took multivitamins and sunshine. And as an adult, I took more vitamin D. Finally, it occurred to me as I took all this D, gee, maybe I better get tested, make sure I'm not taking too much. Well, the test results came back, and my doctor had noted on there, your vitamin D level is low. You might want to take a supplement.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. I have been. So I raised my vitamin D intake to around 2,500 to 3,000 units a day, which is a pretty fair slug of vitamin D. Now, I live in Rochester, New York, which is right next to Lake Ontario, which is right south of Canada. You can almost see Toronto's skyline from where we live. Not quite. So it's cold here, and it's cloudy, and we got Toronto and Canada's weather, which is nice of them, eh? What I would like to mention, though, is that I started taking more vitamin D, and I thought, all right, now I really better get tested because I'm taking 2,500, 3,000 units a day. I go back again, and my vitamin D is low.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, so I up it to 5,000 to 6,000 units of vitamin D a day. here's a perfect example of how even if you're taking a vitamin D supplement, you might be taking too little. Well, you might be taking too much. Get tested. Have the vitamin D test done. When the doctor draws your blood, they've already done it. They don't need that much more. In fact, I don't think they need any more. It seems to me they take plenty. Have your vitamin D tested. That's a good idea. The other thing with prostate health, and this is really interesting for men, is that one of the vitamin E factors, one of the tocotrienols, is gamma tocotrienol. This is found in natural vitamin E and only in natural vitamin E. And gamma tocotrienol has actually been shown to stop and reverse prostate cancer. It actually kills prostate cancer stem cells. And I have no idea how it's doing it. Gamma tocotrienol found in natural vitamin D kills prostate cancer stem cells. This is really important. Now, it's going to seem like a contradiction, but earlier I was telling you that vitamin C is made in animals and plants. It's ascorbic acid and it's natural. You make ascorbic acid in the laboratory, there isn't any difference. If you do all the different chemical tests, the atomic arrangement is the same. The rules of physics and chemistry are not a matter of philosophy. There's only one way you can make ascorbic acid, and that's it. Having said that, with vitamin E, it's a totally different situation. No wonder people are confused. With vitamin E as an Edward, it has to be natural vitamin E. And this is 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols. So there's actually 8 things in natural vitamin E. A lot of people think, oh, if that's the case, there must be multiple things in vitamin C. No, it's different. Vitamin C happens to be a left-handed molecule. Natural vitamin E happens to be a right-handed molecule. Now, why would the body want left-handed C and right-handed E? I don't know. You can take that up with God. But that's the way we're made. So vitamin E, natural vitamin E, is 4 tocopherols and 4 tocotrienols. And this is where you have to hold on to your wallet. This stuff's expensive. The tocotrienols are very, very costly. And when you buy the product, make sure you read the label and make sure you're getting a really big slug of tocotrienols. And the only way you're going to know this is to compare the labels very carefully. You don't want to pay a huge price for a small dose. Mm-hmm. If you're going to spend that much money, make sure you're getting the potency that you want. And the only way to do that is read the side label. Now, the other thing you got to do is count the number of capsules that gives you what's on the side label. Okay. Sometimes it's 1 capsule. Sometimes it's 6. Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does.
So you have to make sure you're getting good value. And the only way to do that really is to write to manufacturers and read labels. And this way, you'll be in good position. The other thing that helps...
You had mentioned in the past, Dr. Saul, that there is a little label on there that tells you if it's synthetic or not synthetic, that it's natural. What is that label that you've said in the past?
The only way to tell is to actually read the actual ingredient. DL tocopherol. DL, a little D, and a tiny little L, which is just a vertical line, easy to miss. DL alpha tocopherol is synthetic. D alpha tocopherol is natural.
D alpha is natural.
D L is synthetic.
Okay.
Just the D is natural.
D is natural.
And you see, the DL means it's a combination of the dextro and the levoforms, right and left-handed, but your body can't use left-handed. When you make synthetic vitamin E, you get 2 of them. One's vitamin E, the other isn't. So natural vitamin E is not only going to say D-alpha-tocopherol, it's also going to say D-beta-tocopherol, D-delta-tocopherol, and D-gamma-tocopherol. And it's going to have alpha-tocotrienol, beta-tocotrienol, delta-tocotrienol, and gamma-tocotrienol. And if you look at that on the label, it's going to take you a while. One time, I've seen manufacturers use mixed tocopherols. Now, that's good as long as you know what the mixture is. And A good manufacturer will tell you the percent. It'll say 80% D-alpha and 20% the other 3 tocopherols. But with the tocotrienols, which is the expensive part, you have to really, really check the milligrams and make sure you're getting as much as you can for your money. And that means comparison shopping. It's just like going to the grocery store, only in this case more important. Now, this is fussy, but that's the way it goes. You can get around the whole thing if you're into plant-based whole food diets by having lots of nuts, fresh nuts. If they smell fresh, they are fresh. If they smell stale, they are stale. Don't eat stale nuts. They're bad for you because the oils go rancid. The same with this fermented cod liver oil. People are out of their gourds having that. You don't use fermented fish oil. That's called eating dead fish. Fermented oil is rancid, and it actually can cause cancer. Now, I like the idea of fermented foods, but not fermented oils. Fermented oils are oxidized oils. You don't want to do that.
I've never heard of fermented oils.
They have to be natural. They have to be fresh.
Yeah, I've heard of fermented foods, but I've never heard of fermented oils. One more thing I'm learning from Dr. Andrew Saul. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Saul of Food Matters and That Vitamin Movie when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Andrew Saul. So I have another place where you can find Dr. Saul. You can go to facebook.com/ the Mega Vitamin Man. This is the Mega Vitamin Man. Is this a public fan page, or is it a private group, Dr. Saul?
Oh, this is for everybody.
For everybody. Well, sometimes, you know, Facebook is doing a lot of stuff to keep you from being noted out there. So the private groups are now, you'll be able to see 100%, but with a fan page, you can only see 10% of what's posted. It's crazy.
Right. Well, at the Mega Vitamin Man, you can see everything we've got. It's free access.
Free access. Everything that Dr. Saul has. So you have DrYourself.com, you have AndrewSaul.com, and now you have the Mega Vitamin Man on Facebook. Dr. Saul, we were talking about prostate health before we went off on the break. And you had mentioned something an email that I got about frequent urination. I want to encourage you guys to always go to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on my YouTube channel, and listen to some of the conversations that we have off the air as well. Dr. Saul, there is so much that I want to talk to you about, and you are a very busy man. Before we sign off, because this is our last segment, I can't believe it. I want to go back to the question I'd asked you between whole food, plant-based, and synthetic. Vitamin D was another one that I was told that I should not do, the fat-soluble. You had mentioned about the levels of D, depending on who you are. I get doctors that are holistic and a naturopath that say, you know, you need to be between 50 and 80. And then I have the allopathic doctors that say, oh no, you need to be 30, you know, like around 30. Is there a particular sweet spot that we need to be in?
Just divide it in the middle. Make sure you're not low. Remember, my tests were low according to allopathic standards.
Okay.
And I was taking D.
Yes.
For a long time, decades. So I needed more D, and my D levels, according to allopathic standards, were still low. So it's not even necessary to consider the details. Just get yourself in the normal range that a medical doctor would say is normal. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to take more than that, fine, go ahead. I wanted to add about prostate health. There were two more things, and one is less red meat.
Less red meat.
Yeah, less red meat, and particularly avoiding deli meats, processed meats. This definitely helps the prostate, guys. And finally, one of the most interesting things of all is the number of studies that have been done on tomatoes and the antioxidant lycopene. That's what makes tomatoes red. Now, a lot of these studies were done, of course, in Italy. And of course, when a study is done outside of the United States, we think it's stupid. We don't have any respect at all for studies done in Japan or Germany or Russia or Poland or Great Britain or Argentina. But the fact is, their doctors also love their patients and want them to be well. And their researchers also have PhDs. So we have these studies in Italy showing that men that eat 10 fresh tomatoes a day don't get prostate cancer. And I mean, they never do. Now, that sounds like a lot, but if you see my organic garden, I get so many tomatoes, I go up and down the street giving them away. People close their doors and run when they see the tomato man.
Send them to Florida.
Well, grow your own. You've got the weather. Nothing's easier than growing tomatoes, and nothing's more fun than eating a vine-ripened tomato. And notice that that's very different than the thing you get in the grocery store, which is not vine-ripened. They're picked green and they ripen later. So lots of fresh tomatoes, and even tomato sauce will stop most development to prostate cancer. So having lots of tomatoes, even cooked, raw or cooked, you know, this is something that people really need to realize. And this is not a supplement at all. And this is, again, why the whole food plant-based diet is onto something. Mm-hmm. People are going to have more nuts, good, more vitamin E, that's great, more tomatoes, good, more fiber, that helps to reduce all forms of cancer. All of this is good, but I say yes to both. I used to tell my students when I taught environmental health and health behaviors and various topics in college, I said, look, if somebody tells you it's either jobs or the environment, you're being sold a bill of goods. It's jobs and the environment. Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern both want fresh, clean air and fresh, clean water. We all are on this planet together. We're in this together. And we all are basically where the Dalai Lama said we should be. When you look at someone else, think just like me. All need our vitamins. It's not saying no to anybody or anything. It's saying yes. It's being inclusive. It's doing that plant-based diet and supplements, and now you're getting the best possible results, and you can see this in your life. I know people that take vitamins and have a lousy diet, and they're only halfway home. I know people that eat right and refuse to take vitamins, and they do have health problems, which they develop over time and tend to keep quiet. Don't suffer. No need to suffer. Take your extra vitamins and eat a good diet. Sounds pretty simple, but that's where it's at.
Yeah, the food that we're eating today, Dr. Saul, is not the same food that we grew up in and that our parents grew up in. And so we do need a little help from our vitamins. Now, with that in mind, the whole purpose of the show is to pick the right vitamin. How do we know we are picking the right vitamin for us?
I guess it's experience. I don't have any financial connection with anybody in the supplement industry. I have no connection financially with health products industry at all. I never endorse a product. I never recommend a brand. If people ask me what brands I use, I will not tell them. That's just the way it is. My daughter has the same policy. Yeah. The best thing to do is to read the labels. That's the first thing. Do simple comparison shopping. Read the labels. Make sure you're comparing apples and apples and oranges and oranges. The second thing is, if you really have a question, you write to the manufacturer. An example would be whole food or food-based vitamins. In most cases I've seen, it's synthetic vitamins and a whole food tablet base. That is not a food source. You write to the company and find out, and you ask this question: is the entire nutritional label claim of your product entirely derived from foods and foods alone? I don't want something that's fed to bacteria or yeast. I don't want something that has been processed. I don't want something that's made in the spirit of nature. I don't want something that has a natural base. And believe me, all those things happen. I have contacted companies known, in some cases for decades, known for their so-called natural line of vitamins and food source vitamins. And they all fail this test because they all use additional synthetic vitamins, or they take vitamins and feed them to yeast, and they call that food source or food-based. And I don't think that's true. Really food-based vitamins come directly from foods. You can get vitamin C from beets. I've seen all natural food source vitamin C tablets from beets. 5 milligrams of C per tablet. The RDA is 90.
Wow, that's
a mega dose is 50,000.
Yeah.
The same is true with Acerola cherries, a very good source of vitamin C. The best one I've ever seen, totally derived from Acerola cherries, was 25 milligrams in a big tablet. There are some companies, no doubt, somewhere out there
Dr. Saul.
Pardon?
25 milligrams?
25 milligrams.
That's so little.
It's not very much, because foods contain vitamin C, but when you concentrate them and when you process it into the tablet, you don't get that much. You get that much eating half an orange. So eat the half an orange and take the extra ascorbic acid so you don't have your asthma.
Yeah.
It is not a fight. There appears to be a conflict here, but there's no conflict at all. You eat a really good diet with lots of veggies and fruits and beans and grains, and that does not necessarily mean wheat. There's other grains besides wheat. There's ancient grains, there's rice, there's oats, there's bulgur, versus wheat. There's buckwheat, which is not wheat. And there's all kinds of things you can have, all kinds of grain-like substances. And have the legumes, the peas, beans, and lentils, have lots of fruits and veggies, and I recommend a good natural multivitamin each meal. Each meal.
Okay.
And extra vitamin C.
And lots of it.
Enough to feel good.
And we're gonna continue this conversation when we get off the air, Dr. Saul. I hate having to say goodbye on the air, but thank you so much for being on. And please remember, you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally.